Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Great to be here. Boy, people are running around. As a listener driving around in my car today, it was very interesting because I heard Cochran from about 10 years ago talking about Marcellus Bennett on the Bears. Then I heard Lou Manfredini, and then it switched to Bill and Wendy, and then it switched to Steve.
Yeah, Bill and Wendy were live.
Yes.
And then Steve was live.
Right.
Yeah, the other stuff. That's cool, from the vault.
So we had a little zap here? Is that what happened?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Still working to figure out what happened. Yeah. Still trying to figure out all the problems, obviously, as well. I still don't have internet on my computer. Also, partially.
Are you just making up traffic?
No. I have internet here, but that's part of why I'm in here. Also, my microphone over there is not working.
Yeah. We're hanging out with you right now, Pete McMurray.
I like this. This is nice. I like people in the studio. Usually I'm alone. You guys are down the hall. This is good.
It's nice to see your face.
Nice to see your face, too. We have Lollapalooza coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you guys were going to Lolla, what would you wear?
That's the thing that I'm really worried about right now. Because I am going. I'm covering it.
For real?
For real. I'm at the point where I should not be wearing anything cropped or short.
Okay.
For more than one reason. One being age, two being professionalism. But also...
Are you covering it for us or NBC?
I'm going to be doing double duty.
Oh,
I'm going to be doing
like
a little
bit
of both. So
we have a stylist coming in at 2 o'clock. And she can tell you exactly what to wear.
Oh, wow. There's a code here.
There is a code.
Oh.
I mean, there's certain... I mean, you have older people that try to dress like teenagers and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I have 15 pairs of Doc Martens that I've collected over the years. I will always wear my Doc Martens because it gets disgusting out there. It gets very muddy and dirty. And
it's not going to be muddy, though. It's going to be sunny and 82 on Thursday.
You're still sitting on baseball field, softball field.
So you're going to wear Doc Martens, no socks, and shorts.
No, I'll definitely wear socks.
Do you pull up the socks?
Yeah, they're boot socks. Come on.
I mean, all the way up to the knees, because that's the look now.
Oh, is
it? The kids are wearing sneakers, and they pull the socks all the way up.
Why?
Old school, 1976, is back.
Huh.
That sounds like my legs would get very sweaty.
Yeah.
My son was 14. All of his friends, that's what they do. Huh. They wear the shoes, and they pull the socks all the way up to the knees.
I just don't like the denim diaper look.
The denim diaper.
The high-rise denim short. But it just looks like it's a diaper. Oh, no.
Yeah, because the legs are hardly covered. It's just, you know, it's like a bathing suit bottom.
But
up to your belly button.
Here's the thing. We're in media. We have to look hip. Mm-hmm. You can't show up and look frumpy.
Yeah.
So you have to know what to wear. And there's a fine line. Where do you stop?
Oh, boy. I'm so not fashionable. So this actually sounds like a good idea. Not that I'm
wearing a pink jean jacket to work with a little black dress. You look fantastic.
This is just a black tank top. Jeans, but my mom bought me this jacket. That's what I'm saying. I didn't think to buy this.
Aw, that's awesome.
You look like you're in fashion.
Yeah. I know. I'm 30 years old, but I don't know what I'm doing. I could tell you that.
So a guy like me, what am I showing up in?
A band shirt and jeans with some
all stars. You cannot wear like a Rolling Stone shirt to Lollapalooza. You just can't do it.
A solid color V-neck, but not too deep of a V with... cargo shorts?
No, you can't wear cargo shorts. Are done. You can't wear them right now.
Tell my husband.
But jean shorts are weird too. So what is?
You can't wear the jorts. You have to wear just regular cotton shorts that hit the top of the knee for a guy. And just a regular t-shirt.
But the ones that kind of look like bathing suits, are you saying?
No, not the shorty shorts. I'm talking regular shorts that hit the knees.
Okay, they're a little bit thinner though. They're a little more snug in places. That maybe they shouldn't be for men.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
But that's what's in right now.
They do make shorts that let the body breathe, if you will.
Yeah, those are important.
Right.
Yeah.
The ones need to be able to breathe this weekend. It's going to be hot.
What is the brand that the teenagers wear with the bird on the front? I can't think of it.
Hollister.
Yeah, you can't show up in a Hollister shirt if you're over 20.
Anymore.
Really?
I don't know. I don't think. I shouldn't say.
Oh, wait. I just showed my city living, didn't I?
Where is the Hollister?
They're in the suburbs, aren't they?
Everything now is Supreme or Louis Vuitton, you know, the big name brands.
Louis Vuitton's still in.
Louis Vuitton is back because the basketball players do the Louis thing. And now they team up with a hip brand like Supreme and they put it on fanny packs. So everybody's got the fanny pack, but you don't wear it around your waist anymore. You wear it around your body.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Have you seen that?
No.
First of all, I hate the fanny pack. That doesn't work. It doesn't. And now they tie it around their body.
Uh-huh.
So it goes around your neck and underneath your arm.
Fanny packs are fantastic, though.
So it's like a mini backpack fanny pack.
See, fanny packs are there for function.
I mean, fanny packs are great if Elif has one.
Oh, I do have one, but I only got one for France, so that was the only reason I got one. Otherwise, I'm not wearing one.
How about a backpack?
No.
You don't do backpacks, but you do the fanny pack.
Unless it's a really, really cool backpack.
I didn't hear what you said, because we can't hear.
Oh, she's saying, she used a fanny pack in France.
It is convenient.
Got back.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bow out of this conversation now.
Well, you can walk in and talk on the microphone right here. Everything's fair game.
That's okay. I don't want to, you know.
I love the backpack, by the way. Is it still cool for a guy like me to carry a backpack?
So we need to let everybody know it's not allowed at Lollapalooza. You can't carry a backpack into Lollapalooza. Media professionals can. We have different abilities because we do need to bring the stuff that we need to execute our work with.
Is it like a bear game where you have to bring a clear purse or a clear bag?
I need to look that up. I'm not sure if you need a clear bag, but I just know that you should probably invest in something like, say, a fanny pack.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes the kids get on the train and they bring their festival clothes in their backpack.
Oh, because they don't want mom and dad to see what they're wearing?
Exactly.
Well, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is just take off your shirt and walk around. That's what the kids are doing, right?
Right.
You see a lot
of sometimes you need to change up and put on the shoes and do the whole deal.
Yeah. There's probably going to be some kind of policy along those lines. I mean, especially with them amping up security after what happened in California.
Right.
They're going to do everything possible to make sure that no one has to feel unsafe.
But security was amped up last year because of the Vegas thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel any of that last year.
It's very tough to just get into the festival anymore. There's so many people, and the lines are very long. The security thorough.
Let me just say, yes, security is thorough. You have to go through a metal detector. But if you go at the right times,
like noon,
you can walk right through.
Yeah.
Like Thursday, I'm going to go at noon because I want to see an artist at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Because if you go early, you get to listen to the bands that don't, quote, exist yet. And so you get to be cooler than all your friends when they headline in 3 years.
There's a guy named Max Frost who's been on this radio station before. He's going to be on with me tomorrow night after the Sox game. And he's playing on Thursday. So I'm going to go see him.
Fun.
Support him. And Friday, I have no idea who's playing on Friday. I'm just going to show up at noon.
Okay. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I wonder, can we find a window where you could see the lines from here?
As we get older, don't we like the day drink more and get to bed early?
Yes. It's vastly different from drinking at night. I don't know why. It just is.
I mean, this, 2019? This will be my 8th Lollapalooza of not drinking.
Wow.
Lollapalooza every single year, completely stone sober. Elif, too?
Can you hear me now?
I can't really hear you. I think I can hear you through his headphones.
From my headphones because they're so loud?
Yeah.
Elif, okay. Go ahead. What are you going to say? I'll relay it.
I'm with you. I've never drank or done anything bad at Lollapalooza.
What? I don't understand that. Because you're working?
Well, I mean, that's part of the reason.
Okay.
I'm not the type that likes to get loaded while I'm working, but I just don't drink, period.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love self-medicating. Having a beer, walking around, watching bands, you're on the lakefront. There's nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Oh, very enjoyable.
So I'm going to show up in barefoot, my short shorts and tank top, and I'll be ready to go. My festival wear.
Barefoot?
And your drawstring backpack.
Yes, my drawstring backpack.
I would say closed-toed shoes. You know, there's a lot of people there. You're going to get stepped on, possibly, and plus your feet will get dirty. Even though it's not raining, there's a lot. We're on baseball fields.
And projectile vomit. Mm-hmm. You want to look out for that.
We were trying to explain yesterday exactly Grant Park. Mm-hmm. Grant Park is 4 football fields.
Oh, yeah.
So just imagine in your head a football field. There's a stage on the north end zone and a stage on the south end zone. And in between, there's small little stages. And you can walk through the middle, take a left and a right. Mm-hmm. That's how it's all set up. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a city within a city.
Yeah. The kids area is great.
You mean the teenager area or the younger kids area?
Kids-a-palooza.
I've never seen it. What is it?
Typically, kids can get in for free if they're under 10 years with a fair-paying adult. But Kids-a-palooza is so families can go to Lollapalooza, bring their children, and have fun things to do. There's places that they can make music videos. There's also free ice cream.
Right.
Well, it's technically kefir, so it's the yogurt ice cream.
Well, there's also a stage where they're going to teach you to DJ this year.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's always, you know, there's the school rock bands that come in. Yep. There's also performers that have historically been coming from the Berklee College of Music on the East Coast. They win a scholarship program. They get to perform at Lollapalooza. And so it's really neat. You can see some real upcoming and youthful talent out there.
So get the family used to coming to Lollapalooza, mm-hmm. and it becomes a tradition, and they spend money every single year.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, Lollapalooza started in, what, was it 93 or 94 out in Tinley Park?
Early 90s, yeah.
And so those people, those Gen Xers, had children by the time that it came back in the mid-2000s.
Right.
So they wanted to bring their kids to do something fun with them, and this was the way that they could do it. You'll see a lot of kids wearing the fake headphones on their ears, the earmuffs, to block out any of the sound, but okay. They come in, and now you're seeing millennials bring their kids, too.
I never pay attention to that. I got to pay attention to that this year, because I do see the teenagers, mm-hmm. and then there was a kid that climbed a light pole and sat on top of the light, and I yelled at him, and I made him to come. I made him come down. I go, I don't know whose kid you are, but you got to come down right now and talk to me.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it, and finally, he climbed down the pole. I'm like, dude, don't do this. Yeah. Your parents wouldn't like this.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you were the first one to say anything, to be honest.
You would think security would come over and tell the kid, but it was, by the way, it was Post Malone, and there was thousands of people, mm-hmm. and, you know,
yeah,
they couldn't see, so he wanted to see the stage. Hmm. I'm like, dude, you got to get down. Get down. By the way, it's fun having you two in the studio.
Well, yeah.
This is great. We got a lot to cover today. Are you leaving? Are you done?
I'm going to be leaving.
Okay.
I'm going to be leaving.
Does that mean Bertrand's going to sit in your spot? Because
I don't
know. Usually down the hall.
You know, I don't know what's going on with the board in the newsroom. The reason why I was in here with you is because we were having some technical difficulties with that also.
But, okay.
Yeah, he might be joining you.
All right. It's Pete McMurray in for John Williams. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also, our text line, 847 area code Lala, started in 91, according to this texter.
Well, thank you.
I guess we don't have internet, do we? Or we could Google it.
In some places we do. Some places okay, we just...
You know, I could call up my husband and ask him, because he's been to every single one.
No, he hasn't.
Yes. He has.
That's he a lot has of money. Not.
He was a teenager who, or not even a teenager. He was.
He's made every single year?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's commitment.
Wait, so Lollapalooza in 1991, though, I don't think was in Chicago. I think he's been to every single one that's been in the Chicagoland area.
We're going to try to Google it.
Yeah.
During commercials.
All right.
Let's try to do that. All right, it's 720 WGN. WGN, Pete McMurray in for John Williams, 125, bear with us. We're having some technical difficulties behind the scenes. No internet, a lot of people can't hear themselves.
No phones.
We're trying to get the phone fixed and just trying to stay on the air.
And some connections, the microphones in the traffic booth or at news station, it's not working.
You know it's serious when Bertrand walks in the studio, because that's the last thing he wants to be hanging out with me. I was on Amazon this morning and shopping, of course. How often are you on Amazon?
I try to stay away from it because there's always going to be something I don't need that I will buy.
Always something.
Always.
And then you have the save it for later. It's like, oh, I've been saving that. Maybe I should buy it today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
For some reason, you have those mornings you wake up and you're like, oh, maybe I'll get this. And you're like, why? Why do you need that? Why do you want to spend money?
Because
you're like, I don't know.
Because it's so easy and all you have to do is click.
And it's like, oh, I could get it
and
tomorrow?
It shows up tomorrow.
Yeah.
That is the best. Amazon is selling a brand of men's underwear called Snowballs Underwear, which they say is scientifically backed cooling underwear.
I was going to say, let me guess.
Yes. The underwear comes with ice packs dubbed snow wedges that men are able to put in the freezer before popping into their underwear.
How thin are those? Because otherwise that just sounds uncomfortable.
Well, it is a little tight. But yes, this is a thing. The snow wedges are ready for use less than an hour after putting them in the freezer.
Wouldn't they have to be like just the right amount of cool, or else there's some issues?
Yeah, they'll keep you cool for 30 minutes.
Okay.
But shouldn't you have it on the back of your neck?
Yeah,
wouldn't you want
in other
that
areas?
Instead of in your pants?
I would agree.
So after I saw that today, I Googled women's underwear, freezing underwear, and this came up. Polar Products, a company that specializes in hot and cold therapy, is fighting the dreaded summer breast sweat with freezable bra inserts.
Oh, see, that sounds awful to me.
It's called the Cool 58 Bra Coolers. They're mini ice packs for your to put in your bra.
See, I would much rather have it, like you said, either on the back of my neck or my socks, so that in my shoes. My feet aren't getting hot and sweaty. That way I can wear gym shoes in the summer, and I don't need to wear sandals, so I can have the support of a gym shoe.
You can pop these puppies in the fridge or freezer for an hour, and the packs chill out to a comfortable 58 degrees, and it keeps you cool for 2 hours.
I feel like that would be too cold, though.
So it looks like a chicken breast that you freeze and you put in your bra.
Kind of like an implant.
Yes, oh definitely so.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, keep you cool.
I like how the most random, that would probably be the most random buy on the internet.
Well, you Google stuff and then you're on Amazon and it says, well, if you like this, you might like this. And that's what came up. There's a 2 week wait list for the breast coolers.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. They come in two sizes, one for cups A through C, another for D cups and up. They're machine washable.
Wow. Guess how much, convenient.
Guess how much they cost?
Ooh, more than $100?
Less.
Really?
For a set of two, which you need.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
$35.11.
Wow, that sounds quite cheap for the science.
For an additional $38, you can toss in a cooler bag.
What's a cooler bag for?
Cooler bag looks like a breast pump bag that you can carry around, but it's a cooler that you can throw them in there.
Oh, so you don't have to be embarrassed when you take them out.
Right. Yes. So you can okay. do that. Let me see. How much is the men's underwear? Let's see. Hold on. The men's... freezable underwear. It does not say how much it is. Shoot.
I just picture sitting on ice packs, which would remind me of, I guess, for you guys, sitting on wallets.
Well, they say when you're very, very warm or you have heat stroke, you're supposed to take ice and put it on the back of your neck or a cold compress.
Right. All the areas that are really going to affect the temperature.
The first thing you do first, or put yeah. your head underneath cold water. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. In the
and
extreme
wrists.
Cold.
They say wrists, back of the neck, all why those sensitive areas.
Why the wrists?
Well, it's where, so a lot of the blood is rushing. You know how your hands and feet get cold?
Yes.
It's just, that's where, like, the blood leaves first.
Like Elif, who has a heat heater blowing on her in the office before the show?
Yeah, I guess.
Definitely so. Steve Bertrand, great to see you.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with that headphones.
It's
you
weird.
Are?
It's weird.
Yeah, do you want to wear mine?
No.
They'll reach over. Here. Seriously, here. Take them. There you go. How's that?
Oh, now I'm comfortable.
Can you hear everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much better.
Okay.
We split that up like three ways.
Do they have ice packs
to do that?
In them?
I have a splitter.
Do you?
I do. I carry a splitter.
Is it cold?
It's not cold. I can put it on ice.
I'm so much happier now that I can hear myself. You have no idea.
Everybody, we need to take a picture or do a video behind the scenes because engineers are running in and out of the studio and people are so flustered around
right.
here.
It's a yeah. bit chaotic. Yeah.
It's a little crazy. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Victory and faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. Pete McMurray in for John Williams in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Elif, what are we playing here?
If everyone can hear me, yes. We are playing a song by Flame. It's called Joyful Noise.
Flame?
Yes. Katy Perry was found by a grand jury to have committed copyright infringement today. So her song Dark Horse takes risks from this song is what they're saying. And you're going to hear that in a second.
So she's got to pay up.
Correct.
So this is what she stole, this part of the song?
Yeah. Do you remember this, you guys? Lauren, can you hear me?
Yes, I can awesome. Actually hear you.
Okay, good.
Yes, I do remember this song. This was a huge summer song a few years ago.
I don't.
Really?
How much does she have to cough up?
We don't know yet. They haven't come to a decision yet on the
okay.
settlement.
Was this a popular song back in the day?
It was.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
This came out in 2013, and Joyful Noise by Flame came out in 2009.
And this is Katy right here. This isn't Flame anymore.
This is Katy.
Oh, yeah, I know this song. Absolutely, I do. Okay.
Oh, Pete.
It takes all. I gotta hear the chorus. You know, I don't own one. I think I own one Katy Perry song, or have one Katy Perry song on my playlist.
And just one?
That's Katy and Snoop. What's the song? California.
Oh, California.
California. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
What about Fireworks or I Kissed a Girl.
The one in Madagascar I've heard over and over because my son was that at that age when I just heard it. And we watched that movie over and over. It's like I don't need to hear it anymore.
I don't even know which one was in that.
That was Madagascar
movie.
2.
Oh.
With the circus for the parents out there that are listening. Yes, they had the circus. And at the end, it was the Katy Perry tune. I hate that I know that. That drives me crazy. Our phone lines are down right now, but we can see your text messages, 312-981-7200. I have a dilemma that I wanted to talk about on the air because I really think I'm right. I got in a fight with my wife yesterday, and it's carried over until today.
Uh-oh.
And there are certain things in life that you possess that are sacred outside of your clothes, okay? Clothes are different, but there are certain things that are yours, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, yesterday, my wife bought me a new toothbrush.
Oh, even though you didn't really want a new one, I'm guessing.
I show up and I go to brush my teeth and I notice that it's the Oral-B brand, which I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
Yes. So I ask my wife, I go, what happened to my toothbrush? Did someone accidentally throw it away? And she's like, no, I was doing you a favor. It looked like you had such an old toothbrush. I wanted to get you a new one. And I said, Sarah, that's very nice, but you never have to do that. Mm-hmm. Toothbrushes are sacred. There's certain items in the house that are sacred. The toothbrush, and I brought, what was my other example? The pillow. Other than your toothbrush and your pillow are yours. And if someone takes any of those, interchanges them, it's going to change your day.
Yeah, because everyone is different. Everyone's mouth is different. You might want a soft brush. You might want a hard brush. You might want a small one or a big one.
What's your brand? Are you an Oral-B?
I think it's Oral-B, but I like the one that is kind of electric. It's not super electric. It kind of has the vibrating bristles.
Yep.
So I'm getting the fancier feeling clean than I am a regular toothbrush, but I'm not spending the money on an actual electric toothbrush.
Those are $12. My son has that. Very good.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm a fan of that. But you got to get the smaller head for my mouth because I have a smaller mouth.
I'm all about the smaller head, but I like the manual toothbrush.
Okay.
I like the gum brand, G-U-M brand, which is very hard to find. So I order a box at their website. It's the weirdest thing. Jewel used to carry them, and then they got rid of them.
But it goes to show how dedicated you are to that brand.
So I went to their website, and I ordered 20.
Wow.
Okay?
So she really doesn't need to buy you any.
So this turned into, I don't know how it blew up, but it turned into this weird thing. I'm just trying to do something nice for you. I'm like, I understand that, but a toothbrush is different. Mm-hmm. It's very personal. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what I wanted to know. Am I right here? I would like to think yes.
I would agree. I do also agree with her. She's just trying to do something nice, and she probably feels like you didn't appreciate it. So honestly, it's hard to find a winner here because you're both right.
What are the certain sacred things that you have? I mean, the toothbrush, the pillow. I mean, there's certain foods. I feel like as we get older, we get crabbier and very possessive about things, which is stupid.
This one's a little, this could be argued, but I think
by the way, just to preface, I've never had a cavity in my life. So I think I know what I'm doing with toothbrushes.
Yeah, you're on the right path.
Nor has my wife. She brought that up in the argument.
I find that I am territorial about chairs in the house. So when I grew up, I always sat at the same seat at the table. And I was like, this is my seat, that's your seat. Mom and Dad sit in their respective seats, and everyone always sits in the same spot. And if anyone's out of line, it's like, what are you doing in my chair?
That's interesting that you say that, because we sit in the same order at our breakfast, at our kitchen counter, every night for dinner.
Right.
And I'm like, guys, let's switch it up a little bit. Let's move it around.
It's weird. It feels weird. And same within the living room. There's just the certain spots, either on the couch or there's an individual chair that you're usually sitting in. But again, sometimes that can be a little flexible. But definitely at the kitchen or dining room table, you sit in the same spot.
We're all creatures of habit, but I feel like you got to mix it up a little bit.
Try it. It feels weird.
I know it feels weird, but why does it feel weird?
I don't know.
I mean, we only have three in our household and our dog, who's always begging for food during dinner time. But it's always my wife first, Charlie in the middle, and I'm on the left end. I'm like, guys, I'm going to be on the right end. Can I move over? And they're like, nope, that's just the way it is. I go, why? Let's just mix it up. It's interesting because you brought up the chair thing. When we were kids, you know, everybody would sit around and watch a movie together back in the old days when you couldn't watch on your phone. And you'd have to call your chair and say, Mm-hmm. You know, this is my chair. Saving I'll be back seat. In 3 minutes. I'm just going to run to the bathroom. You got to save it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was normal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
608 area code. I agree with you, but for the sake, let your wife have this one. I understand, but I don't want her to buy me a new toothbrush again, so I had to put a kibosh on it. It's like, okay, I appreciate the toothbrush, a little bit too big for my mouth, but yeah.
Lost the battle, won the war.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, also our text line. Are you a fan of Stranger Things?
Huge fan.
Okay.
Huge.
We are watching it, even though I was done with season one and two, we are rewatching to watch it with my son, who's 14.
That's a good idea.
He asked us a question. We just finished season two.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Dad, why is Jonathan in that room that's red? I go, what do you mean?
Oh.
Why is he in that room?
The photography.
Wait, you're going to have to bring people up to speed or not spoil it for people that haven't
No, I'm not spoiling anything. Jonathan is a photographer.
He's developing film
he's
in a red room.
He's developing film in a red room. My son, Charlie, said, Dad, what is going on there?
Okay. All right. So, all right. Thank you. Because I just started watching season three and I don't remember that.
I'm not spoiling anything. And okay. I've only seen one episode in season three because my son's away at camp and I can't go forward now, which bums me out.
Is it not scary for him?
A little bit. But
okay,
yeah, we're all
scared.
There.
I close my eyes sometimes.
The Demigorgon?
Yeah.
Or the Demigore or
and
whatever they call
stuff.
It?
It's an interesting creature.
But, Elif, did you know what that dark room was? Did you know that he was developing film?
Yeah, but I thought you were referring to something else that... Something else.
In season three?
I'm not going to give away now.
Is there something else
in
going
season
on?
In season two.
See, I don't even remember season two that well to know if there was something else.
Disregard what I said.
Okay.
I know what a dark room is. Signing off.
But think about it. Kids don't know what a dark room is.
Well, that's interesting. Not that I'm super young, not super old, but I took film in high school as an elective class.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I took
had
it
a lot
in college,
of fun doing
too.
It. Yeah, it's really fun to learn how to use those cameras, how to develop film, how to overlay pictures. I couldn't tell you how to do it now, but...
I mean, it seems like it was such a long process just to develop film. And now we take pictures and it's just, it's nothing.
Yep.
You would have to develop film. Back in the day, you'd have to put film. I made my son Google this, by the way. I'm like, Charlie, you got to Google it and, you know, watch the process. So you'd have to buy film from the store. You'd have to put it in the camera. And if you didn't develop it yourself, you had to drop it off at Walgreens or Costco or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to wait 3 days before you got your pictures.
And it's really easy to mess up. Either your settings on the camera will ruin the lighting.
Right.
Or if you develop for too long or too little. Yeah. That was a process.
He also found a list of items kids will never know. And I thought this was the funniest thing. Yes. Of course, developing film was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Taking pictures on a camera is another. Do you know anybody with a camera?
We still have ours.
Is it a 35 millimeter?
I believe so. It's really old school.
The 35 millimeters I get because of the lens. And if you're a photographer, that's what you do. Yes, I get that. But most people do not have a digital camera.
Right.
I'd say 98% of the people listening right now to us don't have a digital camera.
Yeah, those little guys that we all had maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. They're by the wayside because that's our phone now.
God,
such a big deal back when I was in high school.
High school and college for me.
Yeah,
getting the ones that could go underwater and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first part of college. And then smartphones happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Smartphones. It's called digital hoarding now because nobody deletes pictures off their phone.
Which is funny because everyone's like, oh my God, I look so bad in that one. Delete it. And then they're like, okay. No, I won't.
Well, you get a new phone and you transfer over the pictures. You don't know what to do with them. So my wife, who has 4,000 pictures on her phone, just keeps transferring them over and over.
Well, because it gets to a point there's so many, you don't want to sit down for an afternoon and delete everything. I have the same problem with emails. I think I have 52,000 emails.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
I'm okay with that because we're in media and you always have to go back and find something.
Right, you
never
know.
There's always somebody.
A contact in there, yeah.
Yes. But pictures, no one develops pictures anymore. No one frames pictures anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's true.
We all just digitally hoard our pictures, and every once in a while, somebody will ask, and we'll search for a picture and show them. Oh, here's one from 5 years ago. It's like, it's great.
I will say every so often, or at least this is something my family likes to do, when we've had a good trip somewhere, we will make picture books.
Right. We've done that too. Vacation picture books.
Right. So you can put it on a coffee table, something like that. That way it's not in a frame, but you still have the pictures.
But how often do you look at them?
That's a great point.
Because if you're going to reference a picture from vacation, you're going to pull it up on your phone.
Yes, you are.
Right. You're not going to, hold on a second. Where's that book? I know it's around here somewhere on the coffee table.
Maybe twice a year.
Never.
If we're lucky.
That's the thing. It bums me out because pictures used to be so special.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember getting people together to show a slideshow from your recent trip to everybody at a party?
I hated that.
Yeah, no one else really cared.
I hated it. Yes. I love when people go on trips and they send out the email or they send out the link to Facebook. Hey, here's the pictures from my vacation in case you wanted to check them out. Well, if I wanted to check them out, I would have gone on vacation with you.
Right.
Thanks anyway. Appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. List of items our kids will never know. Elif, I want you to be a part of this because I swear, I don't think you have... know a lot of these on this list, okay? I'm going to take a quick break, and maybe you come in the studio for this one. It's 720 WGN. And yeah! Nice job! I like it. Thank you, Steve. Pete McMurray in for John Williams. Lollapalooza happening this weekend. And it's always a good time to talk style. Are you a professional stylist? Is that how you would refer to yourself? I forgot to ask you off the air.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely
yes,
so. Sal Evat is in studio.
Evat.
Sal Evat.
Yes.
Sal Evat is in studio. By the way, you look like a Hollywood celebrity as soon as you walked in. Lauren, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, everything works. And as someone who is not fashionable, I could see it. Oh, I just can't do it myself.
You are beautiful. Explain to people what you're wearing right now.
Well, I have on my essential arm cuff. I'm always wearing an arm cuff.
What is the arm cuff, and when did that start? It's jewelry around your bicep.
Yes, around the bicep. So I personally started wearing this about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Actually, when I moved to Chicago. But this is, like, ancient and goes back to, like,
Egyptians, right?
Like, Egypt was Egypt, when it was,
Kush. My mind just went to the Ten Commandments on TV, and you're right. Yeah, definitely. Charlton Heston's in my head right now.
I'm sure he had one on under the robe.
Yeah, it's like a bracelet for your bicep.
It's so true. That's been around forever. I should know that. And yeah, that's the little black dress.
It's actually a thrifted top and a thrifted skirt.
Really? Oh, I was going to guess romper. Mm. See, I at least know what that is.
What is a romper?
A romper is looks like a dress, but they're shorts connected to like a top. So it's like a dress, but they're shorts.
Like an adult onesie.
Got you.
Yes.
And it's separated by the belt.
Separated, yes, by the essential thrifted cow belt. Everything's thrifted.
Wow.
So you went to a thrift store and got this entire outfit there?
Yes.
Now that belt it looks like a cow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we all know that the Western trend is super in right now, but instead
Hold on a second. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Am I the only one? Should I have a cowboy hat?
We should be taking notes.
Absolutely. Should you have a cowboy hat, a cowboy boot?
I do not. I don't have any of that. No, Western trend, would that really work in Chicago?
I think it does. I think it does. If you have an essential boot, you know we always need boots. In the summer and the wintertime.
I do not wear boots in the summertime. Is that okay for a guy?
It is.
Okay.
I think it's all about your personal preference.
Right. Okay. Elif is the stylist on the show. And you brought your A game today. What is the top that you're wearing?
I'm wearing a tiger print.
The tiger print.
Down, and pink sliders. Yeah. What are these called?
But she's usually all about the shoes, and I notice your shoes every single day because you bring your A game.
Well, you say you brought your A game today, and I'm like, I bring it every day, Pete.
Well, we don't work together every day. That's why
I know.
Definitely so. What's the first thing you look at on a person? Is it shoes first? What do you look
at? Actually, it is shoes. I think shoes are the most important part of an outfit because they can change it. That's the deciding factor of any outfit.
That's true.
Oh boy, I wear the same shoes every day.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I worked at a dry cleaner's in college, so it is a blessing and a curse. I look at people's shoes first, but I always look at how their clothes hang. I look at their clothes and how the clothes hang because I'm big about tailoring.
That's a big
you
important,
need a good
that's an important
butcher
factor.
And you need a good tailor here in Chicago.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
Do you look at tailoring on people?
Absolutely, because that can make your outfit look expensive or super cheap.
What is it with guys? They always wear stuff that's too big for them. Why is that?
They don't know any better. I don't think that they got the sewing lessons when they were children.
We wear shorts that are too big, and we wear t-shirts that are too small.
Well, they want to be comfortable, I think, maybe. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but...
What do you mean, them? I'm part of that group.
You all? I don't know. I don't want to group up everybody together.
I never realized how important a tailor was until Tan France said it on Queer Eye. And, you know, every guy that he suits, he says, you need a tailor for this. I never thought about that either, so I probably
would always have to have a good tailor.
It's vastly different looking at somebody in a tailored suit compared to not. You just take them more seriously, I
Absolutely.
Think.
What is the fashion trend that started about 2 years ago with guys? I think it's on its way out, but the European pants, where they're floods, and guys wear suits, which look fantastic because they're so tightly tailored, but they don't wear socks, and they want to show their bare ankles. When did that start, and where did that come from?
I think it's from the pit of Instagram. I don't want to... Can I curse? Can I say...
No, you cannot curse on the radio. No, you can't.
That's a great thing.
So
Thank
it
you.
Started with
from
Insta?
From the pit of Instagram, okay. And I think people just don't know any better. And they also don't put lotion on their ankles, which is something that... I'm confused about.
Your ankles really are dry. Don't show them.
Don't show them. Also wear socks.
So is that a no-no?
Yes, like... Not wearing socks with the suit, I don't believe in it. I think it's not a good
Thank
idea.
Thank you for that. Yes.
I agree.
It's not a good idea.
Definitely so. What about the flooded pants?
Those are fine, but I'm sure they have some socks that look right with that.
Yeah. Pants should hang right on the top of the shoe nowadays for a guy's suit. And you got to get that right. Usually guys like to hang it over the back of the shoe. You can't do that anymore.
See, I think you know a lot more about men's tailoring than I do.
I don't know. I have, both of my suits are like that. And, you know, they have to, everything's got to be skin tight now. Mm. It's not comfortable. It really isn't, but that's the way it is. Mm. Definitely so.
I feel like I learned something new.
Right. Sal E. Vaught in studio. You can follow her at Sal So Groovy on Instagram. Let's talk about Lollapalooza. Yes. About fashion wear.
Yes. Very interesting fashions at Lollapalooza.
Yes. Jen DeSalvo and I are going to be going. I'm going to be going on Thursday and Friday. Jen's going to be going all 4 days. So you tell us what works.
Let's see. For festival fashion, you always want to have comfortable shoes. No, we just got off a shoe tangent. Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure you have on a nice sandal, maybe a platform, a soft platform.
Is that going to work for me?
It depends on how you're feeling. Okay. If you're feeling a little frisky.
All right.
Depends how you feel.
Yep.
And I always say, like, a sneaker, you want to always be comfortable, always be breezy. So, like, mesh is really good for right now. A lot of athleisure wear. And neons, just to get you on all those fashion blogs. People can see you from far away.
So what's with the headbands? Everybody's wearing headbands.
Yeah, like flowers.
Yes.
Kind of man-made flower headbands. What are those?
Is that a Woodstock thing?
I think they're inspired by maybe Woodstock, a little bit of Coachella, because that's definitely the Coachella vibe, mm-hmm. like that California look. And for me, I'm bald, so not too sure. But
do you wear a hat out there?
If you're not into the sun, I would say definitely wear a hat. But it's also based off your personal style.
It's interesting because I know three bald women, and you're the third person that I know, and it works so well with very petite women. You're very petite. Mm-hmm. Yes. Where does that come from? Why did you decide one day I'm going to shave my head?
I always wanted to shave my head. And then in college, I was just like, let's just do it. I went to my friend's dorm and I did it and I fell in love with it.
Low maintenance.
Yeah, very low maintenance. Right. I love going to the barbershop. I like the way the clippers feel on my head. I feel like a cat.
You feel like a cat. Okay, that works.
So are the overalls still in? Because I feel like I saw those a lot at festivals recently.
I would say overalls are still in. I think festival fashion is all about being comfortable. Mm-hmm. And what's more comfortable than being in like a big onesie with buckles?
But I feel like it's so inconvenient when you have to go to the bathroom.
You know what I've seen lately, and it was on Shark Tank, I want to say last week, is the bright colored overalls, like yellow and orange and green.
So not jean.
It's just not jean anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend jean.
Wow.
Because it's too heavy in the summertime. Yeah. I hate that I know this stuff. Yeah. It is a blessing and a curse.
I'm actually very amazed.
It really is.
I'm impressed.
that you're saying that about jean or denim jumpsuits, because I see them everywhere. I see people wearing them everywhere now.
Well, they're out of style. Festivals? They're doing it all wrong.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't been to one in a while. But what's up with the cropped, like, bra-looking lace thing and really
like bralettes?
Yeah, that girls are often wearing.
Those are so popular.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I would say like a chain bra, like if you could just imagine a bra but made out of nothing but chains.
What?
Completely see-through.
You're kidding.
Those are so popular for festivals, and I think it's something, one, for comfort, another just for some cute style points, and I also think just to make sure you don't overheat. Like, I've been to a festival, and I was a little too covered up and almost fainted. Ooh. I have to say. So, you know,
but if you're showing up with a chain bra, you're looking for attention. Seriously.
Are you?
I don't know, with everybody else kind of wearing crazy things around you.
Are you? I mean, of course you wear something underneath the chain bra. It's not just like...
You would
you're
think.
You're not showing your...
Yeah. Hopefully.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was my visual. I'm sorry. Did I go too far? Did I go too extreme? Because that was my visual.
Well, that makes me think, though. What's a big no-no for attire at festivals?
I would definitely say wearing a chain bra with nothing underneath it.
Are you sure?
That's definitely.
I would like to see that just for research purposes this weekend.
I would say like leather.
Ooh, yeah.
How about we not wear any leather? No, like flannels, I would say, are a no-no.
Okay.
We're not going to do anything just like super long sleeve. Because, you know, sometimes fashion people, they just put too much on. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, are you okay? Like,
what about
are you going to pass out?
It's going to be hot, obviously.
I would recommend maybe a patterned pant or
that's
like,
flowy,
you know, like a culotte.
Yeah.
As the people call
it. From Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, it's sunny in 82 during the day, but if you're there at night, the sun goes down, you get a breeze off the lake. Mm-hmm. So jeans are a no-no?
I think I still would say no to that, but you can always like wrap like a oversized t-shirt or an oversized button-up around your waist, and then once it gets cool, put that on. You can stick a jacket in your fanny pack.
What other colorful items should people wear?
Sunglasses are always super fun to have a lot of color with, a lot of pop of color.
I'm all about the shades.
Of course, we keep talking about shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes are a great way to add a pop of color to a look.
Now, I know
a
belt. Can I show you my shoes right now?
Let's see.
Okay? And I have no socks on today. Is that all right?
I don't like the no sock look either, yeah. by the way.
It's okay during the summertime with Cole Haan shoes, right? Because these are like sneakers.
Would you like to wear those to a festival? I think they would get...
No, I would never wear these to a festival. I'm just talking in general.
Oh, in the summertime, it's okay. I'll give you that because your pants aren't cropped.
All right.
That's good. Yeah, I agree. Man.
As long as we can't see the ankle, you're fine.
Exactly.
I'm going to wear probably Chuck Taylors, okay? Mm-hmm. No socks, and I'm going to wear a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Done.
Yeah, I think
that's
you got
cool.
it down packed.
Thank you.
What I'm wearing?
Yes,
kind of like a silk florally dress and Vans shoes to be comfortable.
That's perfect
for one day. Okay,
are you gonna have a bag, a fanny pack?
We talked about
the fanny pack.
I don't know what
because I have
bringing.
A teenager, and fanny packs are back in full swing, and it's not around the waist anymore. Oh, it's around the body. When did that start?
I would say maybe 3 years ago.
Okay,
I did for a while wear my fanny pack true 80s style. In 80s fashion, around my waist.
Right.
And then one day I saw like a cool skater dude, and he had his over his shoulder.
That's
and I was
who
like,
started it.
A cool skater dude.
Right.
And he started
the YouTubers.
He started the trend.
Oh my gosh. Jen, are you taking notes, Jen?
I'm taking all the notes, trying to figure out what I should be wearing here. But I heard you say you're not going to wear socks under your shoes.
Why would I wear socks? I'll just sweat.
Well, let me get if you want. If
that's
you want
why
to do
you
it that
wear.
Way.
That's why you have the beat up Chuck Taylors that you wear.
If you want to do it that way, you're going to be walking all day. Let me give you a runner piece of advice.
Ooh, okay. Blisters, yeah.
Baby butt cream.
What?
Desitin or something that prevents diaper rash. Put it before any long festival like this for anybody, whether you're wearing socks or not.
Okay.
Put it on your toes. Put it on the balls of your feet and maybe your ankles and heels, and it'll prevent blisters.
You can carry it in your fanny pack. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I borrow some Desitin, please, for my feet, not my rear?
But it also, you know, keeps the moisture away. It has a protective barrier, so if it's raining or, you know, if you're going to sweat, it just makes sure that
I could do the dry fit booty socks. I could do that, too.
Okay.
whatever.
You're okay
your
with
boat.
It? All right. Are you listening here?
Yeah.
To our stylist?
Oh, yeah.
And you're ready to go this weekend?
You know what? I've got it all in my closet. I'm ready to go.
What are you going to be wearing on Thursday when we meet up?
I think... I don't know yet.
Okay, it's a lot of pressure.
It's either going to be tie-dye. It's going to be like a tie-dye maxi skirt with like maybe a crop.
You pick that up at Target? Where do you get that?
In different boutiques on the north side. There's, you know, just local business, shop local.
Tie-dye is really in fashion right now.
Yeah.
You're on trend.
I am always wearing Gorin Brothers hats. I own like the whole entire
store. I don't
store.
Even know what that means. Yeah, what does that mean?
What is that? It's a brand of hat. They have, you know, wicker hats, trucker hats.
All right.
Maybe one of those dusters at some point throughout the week. Like I have a rose duster.
What's
over
a duster?
Just a black dress with my black Doc Martens.
What is I'm so
a duster
lost.
What is a duster? Like a floor length open front jacket.
Okay.
It's generally lightweight.
Why would you wear a duster in 80 degree heat?
Sometimes it will protect from the sun. I don't think that'll protect from the sun, but I guess I'm forgetting with that point. The most important thing to wear is your sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Mm. You got to spray up. You do. Definitely.
Sunscreen is always fashionable, kids.
I also have a cute polka dot dress that I'm probably going to wear at some point with my purple Docs.
So when I see you again on Thursday, you're going to be in what? Tie-dye.
I might be. I might be in the polka dots.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll see.
Wow. I feel like we're never going to meet up on Thursday because you're going to be in work mode. But Ella, if I know she's going to avoid me. There's just no way she wants to see me outside of work. Yeah, we'll meet up. Oh, I'm sorry. I was busy with my friends. I was at the opposite stage. I couldn't make it. Sal So Groovy. You can follow her on Instagram. Quick break at 720 WGN. Let's see. That's not playing. Okay. Are we staying? No spots? Okay. Commercials aren't working. So I guess we're going to keep it right here.
Here we go again.
Yes.
In case you forgot what this was like, you know, an hour or two ago.
I don't know what to tell you. Hold on a second. Before we go back, I need to do this, though. .com. In studio with us, she is a stylist, a fashion cop. It is Sal E. Vaught, Sal So Groovy. You can follow her on Instagram. A few things, yes or no, in style or out of style. Men's cargo shorts.
I would say in between style. It depends on your shirt.
Really?
In between style.
So it's okay to still wear cargo shorts?
I think cargo shorts are, I don't want to call them classic, but there's
they
something.
They never go out of style,
there's
do
something
they?
That doesn't go out of style.
Oh my gosh, is that great news.
Are they better than jorts?
Jorts are long gone.
Yes.
They should be in the trash.
So the cutoff jean shorts are no more.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Jorts or capris. Neither.
What is a capri? What is that?
A jean capri. Oh.
That sounds awful.
How about a short sleeve button down shirt for a guy?
Oh, that's always that's one of those classic pieces.
You can wear that during the summertime.
Absolutely.
What about the obnoxious tank top that the like bottom doesn't end at the armpit, it ends at your like belly button?
Those went off with Jersey Shore, so put those in the trash next to your Japris.
So tank tops on guys in public, it's a bad idea.
The long side tank top that she's talking about, the
yeah, those are bad. Ill-fitting, is that what you're saying?
Ill-fitting, let's use that.
Ill-fitting. How about jerseys?
Only...
Outside of sporting events, is it okay to wear a jersey?
I'm on the south side, so we're going to say you got to wear a Sox jersey. And I think the Bulls jersey is always in step.
It's always classic?
Yeah, the Bulls jersey was actually at the MoMA.
I don't know what that means. What is the MoMA?
Oh, the Museum of Metropolitan Art. It was in a fashion exhibit called Is Fashion Modern? And the Bulls jersey was in there.
Is that in New York?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so the Bulls jersey is fashion, and it is modern.
How about the jean jacket for a male?
Yeah, the jean jacket? It's a classic.
How about double denim? The jean jacket with a pair of jeans?
They have to be the same wash. So you have to do medium wash, but you can Canadian suit it out. It's no big deal.
I feel like that kind of goes with the cowboy theme that you said is in, right?
Absolutely.
The cowboy theme.
Well,
I don't understand that. I don't think that works with me. I don't think I'm a cowboy themed guy.
Yeah, you're giving me like preppy. I like it, though.
Like
you
what?
Have your Cole Haans and your polo.
Yeah,
it works.
But I can also go grunge. I mean, that's the beauty of a Pete McMurray, if I can refer to myself in the third person. I mean, you know, I can wear a jersey one day. I can do the polo shirt one day.
But the Western is... It's not in
now, describe that for me. What would I wear? It's a pair of jeans and boots during the summer?
Yep, you can wear a cowboy hat, a patterned belt, a little bit of fringe. Never hurt anybody.
So is it kind of like a rustic feel?
I would say it's more rustic, maybe like Southwest, like Arizona, Phoenix style.
Because in a way, I was thinking flannels. You always see the boys with the like flannel button downs tucked in with their big belts. But I think I'm thinking of rustic. I've seen more of rustic than I have like flannel.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
I will say I think Western is easier for the female presenting because we can get away with a little more than guys typically.
You're a great guest. Thank you for coming by. And you're a beautiful woman. Mm. You really are. And by the way, tell everybody again, you bought everything that you're wearing right now at a thrift shop.
At a thrift store. I think my outfit cost $10.
How long did it take you to find that entire outfit when you went in?
Since I'm a professional stylist, I'm pretty efficient at shopping. So I would say I shop in like 30 minutes or less.
Sal So Groovy on Instagram, Sal E. Vaught. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you at Lala this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
She'll be the best looking one. You'll find her easily.
All right. It's 720 WGN. Okay. Commercials aren't working again? No? All right.
Oh, man. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, this has been a great day. Okay. All right. I'm going to do this commercial right here. I'm going to read this commercial, if that's okay, everybody.
You go right ahead, Pete.
Does your basement or crawl space smell like, well, a basement? Does it smell like a basement? Musty and odor-ridden? Did you know the natural airflow in your home originates below ground and it works its way up into your living environment? You and your family are breathing that unhealthy air even when you are upstairs. That's why you should give the folks over at PermaSeal a call, 800-421-SEAL, to schedule a free inspection with one of their certified consultants. They'll conduct a thorough inspection of your basement and crawl space and provide you with proven solutions that will help you prevent mold, spores, and allergens from affecting your family. For the past 40 years, over 400,000 Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana homeowners have trusted PermaSeal to provide permanent solutions to their musty basement or crawl space issues. That's how they've earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Stop breathing that unhealthy air. Call PermaSeal today, 1-800-421-7325. That's 1-800-421-7325, or visit permaseal.net. Be sure to ask your consultant about their PermaDry dehumidification. That's a tough word
to say.
Dehumidification and air filtration system. There you go. 1-800-421-7325 or permaseal.net. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios in for John. And we're having some technical difficulties today. Now the commercials don't work.
Just the theme of the day, it seems.
Theme of the day. I hate the fact that I know fashion, but I do.
See, I hate that I don't know fashion.
I mean, you know, I can't get away with the Western wear. That would never work.
I have a few flannels and obviously jean attire. So I feel like I could make it kind of work. But if I were to go full out cowboy boots and hats, I'd probably look really silly.
You can't do a cowboy hat in Chicago.
No.
You really can't do that.
Well, definitely not me.
No, I can't do that either.
You would stick out a little bit.
You could do, if you're a beautiful woman, you could do a cowboy hat at the pool.
Yeah, I guess. Kind of pull it off as like a sun hat kind of look.
Uh-huh.
They do have some of the more not such a cowboy hats, if you know what I mean. They're not super flat and big around with the big dip in the middle.
Yep.
They have, you know, kind of like meshy looks or some studs on there. I don't know. I have a lot of baseball hats. Don't have a lot of hats.
Jen brought up a good point, the sunscreen, and usually I do wear a baseball hat to keep that sun out of your face because, you know, you're going to be baking all day. Yeah. That goes for anything. If you're at a baseball game, if you're hanging out at a street festival, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like wearing the baseball hat.
Yeah, that is convenient. And the tricky thing is it's either baseball hat or sunscreen, or not sunscreen, sunglasses usually. So you got to pick and choose. I usually like to prefer the hat.
I'm Lebanese, and I wear 50 all over my body. You're very pale.
Which is funny. Yeah, I'm Polish, so I'm very pale, but I get very tan very quickly.
So you're not putting on 70 or 100?
No.
Okay. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, maybe like the first time of the year, I'll throw on a 50, and then it's like 30, 35.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Are you a dessert person?
I didn't used to be, and now I have the biggest sweet tooth. I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy. We have dessert people coming in the studio after
You're getting
news.
Me fat this week.
I'm sorry. This is what we do. Yes. Can you switch places with Steve?
I sure can.
All right. It's time for news. It's 2:30. It's 7:20 WGN. What's wrong? What happened? I know. I'm going to read your sponsor and wait for you to come over and sit.
I have to get the script in front of me. It's not magic.
Okay.
It's not memorized.
All right. I'm giving you time.
Well, I'm ready now. You've been stalling.
I was
going to
say
so
time for news, which is that your festival wear?
This is what I'm going to wear to the festival. What festival?
Any festival.
Yeah, I like to.
What do you wear on the weekends?
Went to Taste of Lincoln Avenue this weekend.
You did? I couldn't make it. I
really?
Love that. I never miss it, and I missed it this year because I worked both days.
We're kind of staying in the neighborhood this week, so.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Who did you see? The Way Down Wanderers were playing on Saturday. They're a great band.
Yeah, I think there was a Led Zeppelin cover band that was
okay.
There. Yeah.
All right. In Chicago. I'm shocked.
I know. So we just kind of wandered around there. So I do festivals. I haven't done one in a while, but.
Really?
Well, come on. What is that?
Well,
really?
You live up north. It's nice to see you downtown.
We have art fairs up north, you know?
Yeah, right.
With the corn
dog.
But
Taste of Lincoln Avenue. Yeah. You've gone up a few notches.
Thank you very much.
I love that.
Yeah. This used to be like the last neighborhood fest of the summer, right? Isn't it usually?
Yep. You're right.
So.
And now they have, what is it? There's one more. There's one more good one.
Wicker Park Fest was going on, too. We didn't make it to that one.
Well, you can't do everything. I see you in shorts and a long-sleeve polo shirt.
Not a polo, but a long-sleeve button shirt.
Yeah, that's your deal.
That's my look.
I can see that.
You know, I got long legs. Where's the fashion?
I can't believe you were at Taste of Lincoln and I missed you.
Why are you so... Oh, yeah, because you weren't there?
Yeah,
I would have hid from you if you were there.
That would have been great. You
we
and
stopped
I
inside the
ears together.
Red Lion for a beer.
Yes,
haven't been
of
there
course.
In 30 years. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
This is great. Thank you, Steve.
See ya.
Lollapalooza again is happening this weekend. And yesterday we talked dinner food. Now we're going to talk desserts. Okay, let me turn on everybody's microphone here. Because just bear with us, having some technical difficulties. Oh, wow. We got some serious food happening here. We got some serious food. Where's Juan?
Right here.
Juan, tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Churro Factory.
The Churro Factory.
Correct.
Okay. And what did you bring in?
We brought some churros, regular ones filled with strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate.
Okay.
And we also brought some churro s'mores.
Got it. And where is Lindsay? Lindsay, how you doing? Say hi.
Hi.
And this is Kat right here?
Yep.
Lindsay and Kat. Where are you guys from?
We're from XO Marshmallow.
XO Marshmallow. What is XO Marshmallow? Where is that?
So it's in Rogers Park. It's actually the world's first all-marshmallow cafe.
Ooh.
You're kidding. Mm-mm. Wow. So everything's marshmallow.
Everything is marshmallow in some shape or form.
Marshmallow drinks, marshmallow food.
Drinks, marshmallow fluff, any kind of s'mores, including s'mores tacos.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good. A s'mores
I like that.
Taco.
First of all, Juan, tell everybody what a churro is if they're not familiar with it.
Churro is just fried dope.
It's fried dough with sugar, right?
Correct. Cinnamon sugar, yeah.
What's not to love about that?
Right.
And why is there, is a churro, can it also be, I mean, there's some that look like a donut, but they're, you know.
Correct.
They're called churros. What's the difference between the long churro and the donut churro?
I don't think there's like a donut. I think they just put in cinnamon sugar to a donut.
Okay.
But we got different kinds of churros.
Okay.
Like right now we're doing like a churro sandwich, which is
a churro sandwich.
Correct.
You're kidding.
It's two wheels of churros with ice cream in the middle.
Well, that's wonderful. What's not to love about that? Is that going to be at Lollapalooza this
Correct.
Week?
Yeah, okay. We're going to have the churros, the churros more, the churro sandwich, and the churro sundae.
What kind of ice cream?
We're only going to have vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we got toppings like strawberry, chocolate, and caramel.
Of course you do. What's your booth number?
It's going to be 39.
39.
Yeah.
Okay. Lindsay and Kat, how about you guys? What are you going to be serving at Lollapalooza this week, Kat?
Yeah, we have really had to whittle down our full menu that we have in our cafe. We made some really special treats.
Okay.
We have our Lollapalooza exclusive fluff, which we call our Ooey Marshmallow Goodness. And it's our vanilla base. We've added frosting and sprinkles
to it. Is that what this is right in front of me?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. I got to grab it.
It's going to be ooey gooey, perfect for, you know, all the music festival goings. We also created our S'moreo, which is an Oreo sort of cookie base.
Okay, how do you come up with this? Are you just everybody sitting around and like, okay, we need to come up with something for Lala. Let's just sit around and start sampling.
You know, sometimes. Usually it's, we have so many ideas. It's how do we whittle it down to a few that would fit really well.
Right.
So sometimes it's something we've seen on social media that has been inspiring. Sometimes it's, you know, something we've always wanted to do that fits with the nostalgia of enjoying marshmallows.
Okay.
Sometimes our chef will come to us and say, I have this great idea for something. I just made it. Try it out. So we're definitely yes people. We're like, yes, let's do it. Let's keep creating.
I've never seen an Oreo look so good before.
Lauren, you've never been this quiet.
I'm so excited. I'm like eating whatever this is. It's like a giant, fancy, tasty marshmallow. And now I'm looking at this Oreo and I almost don't even want to bite into it because it looks so pretty.
Wow. I mean, so what is this that I'm going to take a bite of?
That is the Ooey Marshmallow Goodness. Mm-hmm. It's our vanilla fluff with frosting and sprinkles.
Oh, my God. Of course it's wonderful. Wow.
Does it taste like childhood? I don't think I've had fluff since I was very
It tastes
young.
Like room temperature ice cream. Really? Yeah. It does. Is that what you guys are going for?
It'll definitely hold its great. Shape so you can take some photos for wow. Instagram.
See, that's the nice thing about that. Ice cream will be melting all day, mm-hmm. whereas that is going to be nice and clean and yet still tasty.
Yeah, but people want to cool off, so they want to grab some ice cream.
Well, would you rather cool off or be messy? I guess people can go based on that decision.
We need to. Can you hand over a churro to Lauren and hand me one? Because we need to try this. Where did the churro come from? Because I see stands everywhere around the city. They're very easy to make, right?
I think fairly it's easy. For us, it's very easy because we've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. Where are you guys located in the city?
We have 9 locations in the city.
9 locations?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we are, like, the main one is Pilsen because that's where we start.
Right.
It's right on Walcott and Cermak.
Okay. Got it. Is there any downtown?
No. The closest one right here is Navy Pier. We got a location on Navy
Pier. Oh, you have a place
Pier,
in
by
Navy
the first
Pier.
Wheel. Yeah.
Which is just nonstop people, isn't it?
Correct.
It's just crazy. Yeah. That's a good get. Okay. How many calories in this?
I don't know. I don't want to
see. Yeah, I don't know if I want to know. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Of course it is.
You can't go wrong with the churro. It's
no,
like the
you
best.
Can't. You know what you're getting, right? What's on the inside? What's the cream you're
I think you got the Bavarian cream.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the white one?
God, it's so good.
I got that, too.
Wow, is that fantastic.
Really see, I rarely get the stuff with a churro with anything in it.
Right.
And usually I'm a little bit afraid of that I might not like it, but this is, I was wrong. I've been making the wrong choice.
Juan, how do you decide how many churros to make? Do you make them on site? You have to make them on site, right?
Yes, we do make them fresh. That's what makes us different from the other churro places.
Okay.
We make them fresh. Like every festival we do, we make them fresh. And we are making it depending on the amount of people. We
Nonstop. See. How many people correct. Do you have working for you?
Right here, we're going to have 25.
25? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts. Lindsay and Kat, how about you guys? How many people do you have working behind the scenes?
I think we have 32.
32 people.
Just staff in the booth. We only actually have one full-time pastry chef, and she's making all of this
Everything for Lollapalooza.
You're kidding,
herself.
Right on site? Can you move closer to the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
So she's doing it right on site?
No, we're actually doing everything in our production kitchen ahead of time.
Okay.
The wonderful thing about our marshmallows is even though they don't have any preservatives in them, they could last for 8 weeks.
Really?
So we could make everything ahead of time. We will be torching on site, though, so we will have blow torches inside of our booth.
And what do you do with the blowtorch again?
So in addition to our OMG and our S'moreo, we're yep. also going to have a s'mores on a stick, which is 3 vanilla marshmallows that we will toast, then put chocolate ganache and graham crackers on top of.
I mean, there's going to be people in, you know, sugar comas.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Between the two of us,
right.
I expect it.
Wow. And how many years have you guys been doing Lala?
This is our first year.
This is it? You mm-hmm. don't know what to expect.
No.
You got it. That's why you have 32 people.
Yeah. Our first year, too.
It's your first year?
Yeah.
Are you guys nervous? You excited?
I'm excited, but I don't know what to expect.
I'm nervously excited.
Well, there's not going to be any rain, so you're not going to have to evacuate.
Yeah. The weather looks that's really good. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys finally, are going to be crowded. Right? It's going to be crowded by them.
What is the biggest obstacle or problem that you're thinking about? Because you have to think ahead of running out of food, running out of churros.
Running out of food, yeah.
I mean,
because I've been talking to some other restaurants there.
Yeah, some other vendors.
And, yeah, they
so you kind of get in a feel.
They get really busy, yeah.
Well, if you get busy, that means you're making a ton of profit and you can just close down and enjoy the music. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you own the thing, so yeah.
I don't think Lollapalooza would like that either.
Oh, they wouldn't? Would they get upset if you ran out of food?
Probably, yeah.
Is there a way to kind of send a message to the hub at home? Bring more churros?
Yeah, we can
Perfect.
Keep bringing stuff. Yeah.
There you go. Got a backup plan. I definitely love a good dessert while I'm at a festival. I feel like you need to have at least one dessert item if you're at a festival.
And let's go through these again. So, Juan, you brought the regular churros, and what are you going to be serving again?
We're going to have the regular churros, strawberry, mm-hmm. vanilla, and chocolate. And then we're going to have the churros more, the churro sandwich, and the churro sundae.
God, that sounds great. Got it. And Lindsay and Kat?
So we are going to have our s'moreo, which is our Oreo filled with marshmallow dipped in chocolate.
Right. You have that one.
Yes.
And okay. we're going to have our OMG, which is what you have. It's fluff, frosting, and sprinkles.
Do you want to try this? It's wonderful.
Oh, I kind of do, yeah.
I mean.
We're also going to have toasted marshmallow on a stick. So it's two chocolate marshmallows, one vanilla marshmallow toasted. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have our s'mores on a stick. So three vanilla marshmallows toasted with chocolate ganache and graham cracker crumble.
That sounds so good.
What's your festival wear? What are you going to be wearing?
I'm actually really excited. We custom designed XO marshmallow t-shirts that say DTF down to fluff.
Oh, I like it.
And then we're going to have cute little pink hats that say, I love you s'more.
Have you been to Lala before as a fan?
No,
not
Lala. Been to plenty of festivals, but not Lala.
Kat, how about you?
Yeah, I went maybe 15 years ago. So when we got in this year, I was like, I'm too old. It's so much energy you need for this, but it's going to be so much fun. It's so
different. Because, of course, the kids show up, but there's a lot of adults, especially in Chicago, that just love music. Like me, I don't know any of the bands. I think I know three. I'm just showing up because it's fun. Yeah. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Juan, how about you? Have you been to Lala?
No.
What's your festival wear? Are you going to wear that black shirt?
We're going to have uniforms.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pink, so no black.
No, that's a bad
Not
idea.
Not the right weather, yeah.
But it's really cool when you walk in the front gate and you walk down. It's so overwhelming. It's like you got the skyline in the background and tons of people and the big Lollapalooza sign. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's a cool thing.
Quite really, the environment, yeah.
It really is, yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
For having us.
Thank you for the delicious food. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, it is good stuff. So, and give your website and Instagram handle.
Yeah, so we are XO Marshmallow. Our website is xomarshmallow.com, and our Instagram handle is xo.marshmallow.
xo.marshmallow. Mm-hmm. Okay, Juan?
Churrofactory.com, and our Instagram is churrofactory/ Churro with an X.
Okay. And you guys are going to be posting all weekend long, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
You got somebody out there. Is there a designated person?
Me.
Don't screw it up. What's your hashtag?
So we have two. One is hashtag Fluffapalooza.
Fluffapalooza. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And the second is Lala OMG.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in. All right. Well, Elif is going to come and grab you guys because
Thank
we
you.
Don't we don't have commercials to go into.
We right. have none yeah. of this magic
right.
behind the
yeah,
scenes.
There's, yeah, now we have to shuffle people in and out. Thank you.
Which Thanks apparently this is the only studio working right now, so we really got to shuffle people because we're not even jumping studio to studio anymore.
If you're just joining us, we've had some technical difficulties throughout the day. Everything went down earlier today, and now we have one studio up, but the phones aren't working and the commercials aren't working. So, yes. We're just trying to make it happen. Are you you're a dessert person?
Yes.
I mean, this churro is
I love a good churro.
But the marshmallow, I'm not really a marshmallow guy, but this tastes like ice cream.
See, me neither. And so I was very pleasantly surprised at how much I enjoy this. Which,
oh, my God.
I don't know if you
so
tried
good.
One of these. It's just these little gourmet marshmallow. They're in like little cubes, and they have like a hint of salted caramel. Oh, my gosh. It is... So good. It doesn't even have like that super sticky feel that you get a lot after eating marshmallow.
This is why I hate you, because you were born skinny. What do you weigh? 95 pounds?
No, I'm like 103.
103. Okay. You've never been fat in your life. See, I'm a fat guy that has to work out every single day. I took a bite of this churro. I got to go on the stair stepper for 160 minutes to lose all of this.
I've had my moments, but I have a fast metabolism. I do.
That drives me nuts. You're like my... half my family has the fast metabolism. On my mom's side and my dad's side, we're all overeaters like Elvis. Our weight fluctuates.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also just generally not that hungry often, so
that's
that helps.
All I think about. That's all I think about food. But the thing is, I'm not a dessert person. I don't crave desserts. Cheeseburgers. Steak.
Yeah.
I mean, I could eat tons of protein.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
So you want to hear the craziest thing? As I mentioned, I wasn't always a sweet tooth person. And when I started getting migraines, I started having a sweet tooth.
Are you one of those people with the migraines?
Yeah. I have to take a shot for it every month.
What kind of shot? What do you do?
I can't remember the brand, but it's because the other pills or whatever weren't enough. I was getting migraines every day. So I think it's connected somehow.
And the migraines are just not like a normal headache. You can't do anything, can you? You can't leave your house. Yeah, Kevin Powell walking. Where are you going with those churros? What the heck? People are saying, we have so much stuff that have broken down at this radio station. You bring food to a radio station, there's 50 people outside waiting. Don't bother putting on your headphones. They don't work.
Yeah, they
are. The headphones aren't working. Yeah, nothing.
Here, though? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm in the producer booth because we're going to be working out of here today.
Yeah.
I hear there's some technical difficulties going on
bit?
Today. Just a little
some.
Bit.
Nothing's
I walked
working.
Into the station today, and it looked like everyone had been in a train wreck.
It's crazy.
Everyone's eyes were wide open, like, you have no idea what we've been going through all day. I'm like, oh, my God. What's happening at the station?
I was driving here, and I heard, I'm not kidding when I say this, I was driving here, I heard Cochran from 10 years ago talking about Martellus Bennett. When was Martellus on the team? 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, that was playing, and then it went into a Lou Manfredini from probably 5 years ago, and then Bill and Wendy were on the stream, and Bertrand wasn't even on.
We haven't had this sort of chaos. When I was producing for.
But
Cochran,
I kind of like it because it brings people together.
Excitement. It brings us together. We're all going to be a big family today.
It's
in the
like
studio.
The alligator thing.
Back at Trip Tower one day, a pipe burst. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And it took us off the air for like 15 minutes.
No.
At like 7:15 in the morning, the worst possible time it could go out.
During Cochran's show?
Yeah, I was producer for Steve, and all of a sudden everything just kind of like died on us because a pipe burst right over our like engineering brain center, essentially. So anyways, I came in here to get the churros because I'm sitting in the producer booth. There's like 30 people, and they're like, Kevin, there's churros.
Oh,
we can't go in there. I'm like, Pete's not going to yell at you. Just go in there and grab the churros.
I don't care. Just
he
grab
doesn't
the
care.
Food. I
just
can't
grab the
eat
churros.
It.
I'm not touching
You're
this
You're a guy that struggled with your weight. Can you eat this stuff?
I don't have a sweet tooth, fortunately. Like, I'd rather have a slice of pizza for dessert than like a slice of cake.
I'd rather have a cheeseburger, pizza, or a steak.
I mean, I eat sweets, and I like churros a lot, too, but I don't go nuts for sweets like some people do.
Well, you got to try this. Look at this thing.
What do you got there?
What is this?
These are the little cubed marshmallows. They're gourmet marshmallows. They're really good.
No.
Would you like this giant Oreo with a marshmallow in between dipped in chocolate?
I might just try a little bit of your solid standard churro that I just brought in there.
So good.
The box weighed about 10 pounds.
It's so
How
good.
Many churros did they bring in?
I feel bad
in?
For Juan. He brought all those churros in.
Good old Juan.
They'll get eaten.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You bring food to them.
I noticed that we have two kitchens here at the new station.
Yeah.
And
one's not really a kitchen. What's kind of like a...
A break room kitchen?
Well, there's like a full-blown kitchen with tables.
Right.
Yeah, that one's like, I would...
So there's like a break area.
Like a coffee break area.
So there's two different parts of this radio station. You have the sales area with the real kitchen, and then you have the programming area with that small kitchen.
Right.
But I noticed that the food always goes to the small kitchen. The salespeople hear it on the air, and they're like, where's the food? And it's like, sorry. Hmm. All the programming people took it.
So should we change the designated area?
We need to send some food up to sales. That's how it works. You got to grease sales.
Right.
You got to grease your people.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know, but it's hard for us to kind of get away from the microphone to grab some food. So it is the perfect source
That's
of nutrition
true.
For us.
And that kitchen's closer to, obviously, to the studios. So for us, it makes sense because you can put it out there and then maybe during commercial break, you run out to get
You don't
want
to eat anymore. You don't. Do you eat while you're on the air?
I try to eat right before. Like, I just had a ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich?
Yeah.
What are you, in third grade?
It's from the deli downstairs. It's a ham. It's on a croissant.
What deli? By the parking garage?
The little deli downstairs on our main lobby. The little...
Right around the corner?
Yeah.
That deli is never open.
It closes at 3.
It's never open when I get here.
Well, it closes at 3 when you get here.
Okay. I never, ever see anybody there. So there's actual food in that deli.
Yeah, they have sandwiches and salads, and I get salads there. The soup's pretty good. They have sweets if you want sweets. But I got it's a ham croissant-wich. You don't, you don't eat ham sandwiches anymore?
I don't.
What age do you have to cut off ham sandwiches?
I just don't. I eat turkey sandwich. You know, you got to cut corners. That's what happens. Before you go, I heard you talking about the Bears yesterday during Roe Show and the kicker and the whole deal. I felt bad about talking to you about the kicker yesterday.
Why?
Because... I mean, I
you felt bad about it?
I felt I was a little bit too harsh because I just wanted people to curb their enthusiasm. There's a reason why these kickers are available at the end of July.
It's true.
We don't need to get too excited about it.
Cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. Yes. I don't think there's crazy, like, blind optimism about the kicker spot, but I mean, it's an encouraging 3 or 4 days here, so that's it. That's really it. I mean, you know, Pinheiro was a guy that the Raiders went out and signed. He just had an injury. He was signed out of college.
Okay.
You know, and he was hurt
all
last year.
That's the soccer player.
Well, and then he became a kicker at Florida. He made like 94% of his kicks.
Right.
And Adam Hoag made a great point yesterday was that, you know, Pinheiro has kind of been in this situation before where, Florida had a few years stretch where they had just a complete horrendous kicker situation, the Florida Gators.
Okay.
And
which they deserve. And I hate that team.
You know, and Adam pointed out that they were even considering one of the women's soccer players to kick for them. And they bring in Pinheiro, and he kind of saved the day in the kicker spot. Like, he became a very steady position for the Gators. Isn't that kind of the same position that he's in right now, where it's been a disaster for a couple years at the kicker spot? Now the pressure's on. Hey, so
why isn't he on a team, though, if he's so good?
Well, like I said, he got injured
in the Raiders.
He missed all last year, and then the Bears traded for him. The Raiders had already had a kicker for the year, so they stuck with that kicker. They had two kickers. They didn't need two
What
kickers.
Did we send over there? I missed that
trade.
It was
like a conditional pick or something. It was nothing. Somebody have a seventh-round pick, man.
So we got him for free, just a contract.
Yeah.
I like it.
We'll fact check that for you, Pete.
Have you been to training camp yet?
Not this week. This year. I've been down there before, though.
I was thinking about going, but...
You should go, man.
I know.
It's over 17,000 people at down in Bourbonnais.
I understand that, but is there a designated area? Are we just all watching practice from, like, a roped-off area?
Yeah, there's seats. You just kind of post up at a field and watch.
It is really cool because you get to see them kind of in a more relaxed environment in some parts, and you get to interact a little bit. A lot of them will take pictures with people and
kind of behind
give
the scenes
autographs.
Look.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. I enjoyed it a lot when I was there.
But what time are the practices? 8 a.m.?
8:15.
Yeah, that's
so you
got to
leave here by like
90 minutes.
6:30,
and then you take the exit where the...
Bro, the headphones don't work. Mr. Khan is walking at the studio.
Abe Lincoln is...
Did you hear we have classic technical difficulties
today,
bro?
What's happening?
Pete, what did you do? What did you touch?
I was on my way to work, and I heard Cochran from 8 years ago, and I knew something was up. I swear to you, he was...
Don't you think he sounds better now? Because God knows. I know I do. Anyway, so let me explain what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
There has been a major... Are we not up?
Okay. What's wrong? All right.
Is my microphone
up? Nope. Just keep.
Okay. You're good.
I read that
already. I'm good.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Everything's done.
When people are running around in here, I mean, I remember this from Titanic. This is the moment, literally, where Leo was on the door, right? And like, hey, can I get on your door? Is it okay?
Women and children first row. Just keep that in mind.
All right. So here's. I put on a dress and I'm standing here.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if that meant child at heart still.
No. Okay. I just put on a dress and I'm trying to get on the boat.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to.
Yeah.
We're going to play a Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis, also from 8 years ago, for the next few minutes. What has to happen here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm telling the passengers aboard the plane. Everybody remain calm.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Buckle up.
We are going to, it's going to be a hard landing.
Okay.
But what we have to do, I want to bring everybody on board. Everybody's going to assume the crash position here because we're going to take the entire radio station down to bring it back up.
So we got to reset.
Yes, because apparently every single element of this radio station is digital now, right? Because that's how it goes. And so we need to actually bring all the blades down so that they will reestablish their time codes simultaneously.
How long does that take?
We don't know. We've never done this before.
Now, do we need to leave it unplugged for 30 seconds before we plug it back in like everything else in the world?
It sounds like a movie. We don't know what's going to happen. It could blow up.
So we're going to send Lapka down to the plug and just pull it out of the wall and then plug it back in.
She does. I missed where we drew straws for this.
Yeah. Well, you're going to do it because you're the one who came up with the idea. So So you're going to hear stuff for the next few minutes that is not going to make a ton of sense.
By the way, did you just come from a dance club? Look at your shirts. I mean,
let me tell you what I'm doing. This is radio. It's not even really radio right now. So do not describe what I am wearing.
It had to match the chaos. One button undone.
I love this. This is great. I never get to do John's show, and look what happened.
Yes. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen.
All right.
They're gonna tell me at some point.
Okay.
You keep discussing amongst yourselves. I'm gonna go pull the plug out of the side of the wall.
Is this, they go to a recording from?
They're sending a recording to the transmitter right now. That's okay. gonna run. It's gonna be a generic sounding thing. It's gonna take over now, so that we can get the whole thing back up.
Okay.
And then when we get the whole thing back up, then we'll be back on the air. They say this should take 5 to 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 5 to 7 minutes.
This is what the dentist says. Okay. I'll be drilling for 5 to 7 minutes.
And are we going to be able to
you
hear
won't
it?
You feel a thing, I promise.
I have no idea. I can't hear anything right now.
Okay. Yeah, you can. I'm the only one. And Kim, you can hear
you.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I put the extension in. I came up with this, by the way, this little dealie here.
Listen, and not everybody on board this aircraft can take credit for it. We're just trying to land the damn thing, okay?
just
Pete, I just want you to know that we're all counting on you.
Well, it's...
There's definite smoke in the cockpit.
It really is. Do we go to news? What are we doing now?
What we're going
to
do is I'm looking back there.
Okay.
Ella, can you run out there and find out from that?
This is great.
What they're doing.
If you ever wanted to know behind the scenes of WGN, this is it.
This is it. I should be recording this and putting this on Instagram. I feel like I'll get a lot of hits that way. Mm-hmm. You know?
Maybe.
It's all about the hits.
By the way, great show on Friday. And
Thank you.
I did a flyby, and you noticed me because I was looking at Kevin. I'm like, oh, my God, is that Kevin in a sport coat? I was a little surprised.
We went to a super fancy party afterwards.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wait
and
a second.
I told Kevin to get dressed up.
How come I didn't get invited to that party?
No news.
No news.
So,
will
we know when we're being taken down?
Right now.
Are we down now?
But,
all right. We don't know.
A lot of I don't knows today. I walked in, I'm like, what happened? I don't know what happened.
Back to the compliment that I was giving you. Great show on Friday, Rocky, Shaw. I mean, it was all great.
Oh,
it was.
Gosh.
And there was a different energy this year at the Blackhawks convention, which I've been talking about. I felt like they had a very winning attitude, all the players I talked to, and they were excited.
Andrew Shaw bringing out a birthday cake for Anna DeVlantis.
Very nice birthday cake at that.
He is the best. He really is.
He's the best. Then what he did is he smashed it in her face, which I thought was weird. He said, this is like the glass, eh? Mm-hmm. And then he just hit her right in the face.
It's his off-season practice. Yeah. You just got to start those fights a little bit at a time.
Yeah. But he is, I'm telling you, that it has been such a weird dynamic for the last couple of seasons there.
Yep.
That they haven't won a playoff game, right, in 4 seasons, right? Mm-hmm. This will be the 4th season. So they really do need to make some changes. I think that the changes they made in the offseason were great. We had a chance to talk to Al McIsaac, the assistant general manager, and of course the Stan
Bowman. Al came by on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, they have some really good. I mean, they're taking it very seriously. Rocky does not play around. And I'll tell you who really doesn't play around is that John McDonough.
No, he wants to win.
My God.
Because he knows. Yeah. It's all on him.